time for us to join Catherine Tickell in Glasgow for this week's Music Planet.
Yes, and it's the opening weekend of Glasgow's Celtic Connections Festival. The city is heaving with musicians, and we've got quite a few of them here in the Pacific Keys studio. I'll tell you more after we hear a couple of tunes from the winner of BBC Radio Scotland's Young Traditional Musician Award, fiddle player Erin Ray. Originally from the Borders, now resident in Glasgow. What are you going to play, Erin?
I'm going to play a couple of old traditional Shetland tunes. The first one is called Maggie O'Ham, and then we'll go into one called Da Fula Reel.
Erin Ray on fiddle with Sophie Joint on piano with those two very old tunes from the Shetland Islands. And it was so lovely to hear the fiddle with the Scord Aoire tuning, the alternative tuning there, mm-hmm. making the sound really ring. And Erin, I'm just thinking, Shetland tunes, did you by any chance learn those from Katrina MacDonald?
Yeah, you might be right in thinking that.
The Shetland fiddle diva herself. Yeah, I know she's very proud of you. We're going to be hearing more from Erin and Sophie later on in the programme. And also in the studio today, we've got father-daughter duo Dirk and Amelia Powell from Southwest Louisiana and the duo Vedant and Gurupriya, who you'll hear in just a few minutes after this, from a band who were playing at Celtic Connections last night, Babla Blues. Moroccan French band Babla Blues, who were playing here at Celtic Connections last night. Thanks for joining us here on Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, speaking to you live from Glasgow. And this is the opening weekend of the Celtic Connections Festival. It goes on until the 5th of February. And there are just so many concerts, ceilidhs, workshops and sessions going on. Check the festival website if you want the details. And tonight, over at City Halls, the Orchestral Cavalli Project will be on from 7:30. And also performing in that concert are the duo Vedant and Gurupriya. And they're here in the studio with me right now. And I know you're going to be rushing off to get ready for the concert. So just quickly introduce yourselves and tell us what you're going to play.
Hi, thank you for having us over. My name is Vedant. I'm from Chennai, India. I'm a musician. I play several instruments.
Hi, I'm Gurupriya. I'm from Bangalore, India. I'm a singer. And today Vedant and I are now going to be singing an Urdu lullaby.
Jibril aaye jhula jhulane lori de zeeshaan Jibril aaye jhula jhulane lori de zeeshaan so ja rehmate aalam so ja rehmate aalam rehmat ke sarkar nabi ji
allah bizikrillahi tatmainul qulub allah bizikrillahi tatmainul qulub
allah allah
The duo Vedant and Gurupriya performing live here in the Pacific Keys studio in Glasgow. That was, I could really feel my breathing getting slower in that lullaby. It was so soothing. And you have a particular fondness for lullabies, don't you? Tell us a little bit about that lullaby project.
So during the pandemic, Gurupriya and I, the middle of the pandemic, we started a lullaby workshop, which went on for a year. Where we researched and taught 52 lullabies over 52 weeks in 38 languages from India and around the world. And we had a community of what we call lullabiers who joined us from all over the world. In fact, we have two lullabiers with us in the audience today.
At the concert tonight.
Yes, yes. Oh, they've travelled all the way to be with us.
So 52 lullabies, one a week. And you were learning them yourselves and teaching them to people
on...
We knew about seven before we started out. And then each week we had to learn it ourselves, research, go over word by word, learn it before we taught it. So learning 52 songs as musicians in 1 year wouldn't have been possible if not for that workshop.
We just committed to it.
Committed to it, right.
And it's such a beautiful sound that the pair of you make. How long have you been performing together as a duo?
We've known each other for several years.
Yes.
We've been performing off and on, but now, ever since the pandemic, is what we've started performing a lot more together.
So do you think it was the Lullaby project that was the catalyst for you to be,
absolutely,
to be here in Glasgow?
Absolutely. We've been friends for over a decade now, over 15 years now. We've been working on and off, like Vedan said, in the Bhakti and Sufi poetry space. But the Lullabies is what actually brought us together as a duo. And now we are taking Lullabies live. We are singing Lullabies as concerts.
And live workshops as well.
So if you want a bit of stress relieving, just go and see the Lullabies in concert. Yeah. So what are you going to play for us next? Another lullaby?
So we're going to be singing a song written by Kabir. It is a lullaby if you look at it. It celebrates life and death. So you could call it a final lullaby, which celebrates the entire life. Kabir, very simply put it, Kabir was a mystic poet from the 16th century, and he says that the whole world looks like a big celebration when the swan flies alone high up in the sky. The swan is often referred to the soul, so when one passes on, and he says that, you know, that just like how a leaf is blown away from the tree, we never can tell which leaf belongs to which tree. And right now we're all together. We really don't know when we'll be together next. And he says that you may be a guru or a student, a teacher or a student, but what really matters is what you do and how you do it. So don't bind anything by definitions. Just do what you are here to do.
That's what this song is about.
A celebration of life and death. Yeah.
Ud jayega. Man se akela. Ud jayega. Jag darshan ka mela.
करनी गुरु जाएगा
गुरु की करनी गुरु जाएगा
चेले की करनी चेला
उड़ जाएगा उड़ जाएगा उड़ जाएगा
हंस अकेला जग दर्शन का मेला जग दर्शन का मेला जग दर्शन का मेला जग दर्शन का मेला
Duo Vidant and Gurupriya playing live for us here in Glasgow's Pacific Quay studio. Thank you so much for that. And I know you're rushing off now to get ready for your performance in the Orchestra Chorale concert over at City Halls. I will be in the audience.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. And that concert is only one of several gigs going on tonight. There's so much happening here at Celtic Connections. And before we hear more of the artists that are here in the studio, I just wanted to play you this from one of the mightiest figures in Irish traditional music, Seamus Begley, who died on the 9th of January, aged 73. And I remember meeting him years ago at a festival, and wherever Seamus was where everyone wanted to be. He'd be blasting out tunes on the accordion and chatting and making everybody laugh. And then if somebody called for a song, he would just transport you with the sweetest voice and this really gentle intensity. Here he is with An Tan Van Vocht.
Tan a Frankig tachter soller sin tan van vocht. Tan a Frankig tachter soller sin tan van vocht. Ta de tachle silche res bed en salle feinen we. Speg an olga krote trer sin tan van vocht. Es kam en krenone finner sin tan van vocht. Kam en krenone finner sin tan van vocht. He's a want a land ring, cause she'll dare a grover head. Picky guns, glitter fetters, and tan van vocht. His kind of a vegan orders, and tan van vocht. Cut in the vegan orders, and tan van vocht. Serra to any book of heart. A squabbin doctor bar is fair and father to a schle fall on nursen tan van vocht. Es a vai mi fos or sirschers and tan van vocht. An a vai mi fos or sirschers and tan van vocht. Be mit ser der von es krev, be mit ser o hem gotev. Ser gadole kauden evers and tan van vocht. Oh, the French are in the says as the shan van vocht. The French are in the says as the shan van vocht. The French are in the say, they'll be here without delay, and the orange will decay, said the Shan Van Vogt.
the late Seamus Begley playing accordion and singing there. Just such an inspiration and support for so many musicians. Magnificent man. You're listening to Music Planet here on BBC Radio 3. I'm Catherine Tickell and we're coming to you live from the BBC studios in Glasgow, a city that is currently rocking and reeling with the onslaught of thousands of musicians and music fans here for the annual Celtic Connections Festival. And last night in Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall, American singer and instrumentalist Dirk Powell was making a guest appearance with the Marleyan group Trio de Cali. And we'll talk about that later. But right now, Dirk's here with me in the studio with his daughter Amelia, and the two of them are performing tonight at the National Piping Centre for an evening of Cajun Creole music, and we're about to get a taste of that right now, I think. Dirk and Amelia Powell, what are we going to hear?
Well, the first thing we'll play is a medley of Amelia's family songs from her mom's side of the family, the Balfa family. Her grandfather was a great fiddler named Dewey Balfa.
I am so starstruck to know that. I have listened to his recordings many times.
Yeah. And both of these songs are from her family tradition. The first one's called the Balfa Waltz. And the second one,
Mon Vieux Wagon, a song written by my great uncle Will.
J'ai parti de la maison,
Dirk Powell on fiddle and Amelia Powell guitar and vocals. And Dirk, you are quite a familiar face here at Celtic Connections. You've been here how many times?
I've been here several times. The first time, I think, was 95. Okay. So considering that it's the 30th year, I was very young when I was here the first time, I'll just say that.
And you've performed with Transatlantic Sessions while you've been here as well.
Yes, I've done that many times. I've sort of been half in the house band, half out, and then sort of a featured performer at other moments. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. So we've got Transatlantic Sessions are actually back again this year, not with you in it. They found some new connections this time. That's on the 3rd of February, and Music Planet, it will be recording that, we're hoping. So looking forward to hearing the new versions. But so, Dirk, you've also worked with, well, many people, Joan Baez, Rhiannon Giddens, Eric Clapton, Loretta Lynn, and so many more. I'm just wondering, is this because you are an exceptionally versatile musician, or do they come to you for those deep roots, for that particular sound?
I think it's a lot of that. I think it's those roots that go back to my grandfather and having learned music in a way that was a language, like so many people here, where learning traditional music, you're taking something on that's a means of expressing and sharing and communicating, and very much like a language. So I think that's part of it, is the fact that I kind of learned this language in a way that allowed me to say something in it, whether the things I say are valuable or not, but it's still an expression that feels kind of fluent in those forms. And I think that's probably mainly why those rooted kind of means of expression.
There's something in it that kind of touches people in that music, isn't it? It's fun, but there's also that depth to it. And Amelia, with your family background, was it inevitable that you were going to gravitate towards music, or did you ever rebel against that?
You know, I don't know that I did. I think a lot of people who I know whose parents are both musicians kind of have that rebellion and then maybe end up coming back to it later in life. But, you know, I never really made a decision to play music, I don't think. I just picked it up one day and never really stopped.
Just by osmosis, it seeped into you.
I think so.
And what's your feeling, either of you, about bringing the old traditional songs and tunes to new audiences in different places? And do you feel that they need modernising? That's the tunes, not the audiences. Maybe the audiences do, I don't know. Do the tunes need reframing in any way?
I feel like it's whatever each generation needs to do to make it their own and make it mean what it needs to mean for them. And we were talking about that earlier. Some of the traditional forms and, you know, minority cultures in various places have been oppressed and persecuted, and they've tried to destroy a lot of that. And the story of the 20th century in Scotland and in Louisiana and other places, a lot of it had to do with getting rid of these old traditions. And then there was a big resurgence, you know, and I think there's a point now where I hope the people that bridged that gap, you know, now there's a generation like Amelia's where hopefully it's the music of your life. It's the music of, we were saying, like courting and, you know, sharing and living. And it's just the circle of your life. If it got back to a place where it feels like that, then the people that bridged that gap did their job. To me, Adam, does it feel like that to you? Like the tradition is central in that way, or is it still?
I think so. I think it's a balance that I think can be very personal. I think there are definitely some who say, you know, you need to keep traditions the same and don't change too much. But I think if you do that too much, you know, it can't survive in new generations. It has to be able to move and evolve. But then at the same time, you know, playing the music that generations before us did means so much, and preserving that means a lot too. I think it's just, you know, I don't think there's a right or wrong way to do it.
So what are you going to perform for us next?
We're going to do a song with the banjo, the style that my grandfather played, which they called overhand style. And it's called Hang Me or Hang Me. Or just Hang Me. All right. Thank you.
sitting in the jail so long. I've been all around this world. Up on the Blue Ridge Mountains, there I'll make my stand. On the Blue Ridge Mountains, there I'll make my stand. Pistol in my pocket, rifle in my hand. I've been all around this world. Sister makes three. Mama and Papa, little sister makes three. Going up in the mountains to leave this low country. I've been all around this world. Working on that new railroad, dollar and a dime. Working on that new railroad, give that dollar to my wife, but that old dime is mine. I've been all around this world.
Dirk and Amelia Powell playing live here in the Glasgow studios. And if you happen to be nearby, you could catch them tonight at the National Piping Centre. And just as you're packing the instruments away, Dirk, I'm about to play a track that we recorded last night at the Trio de Carli concert. And Trio de Carli had quite a few special guests playing with them, including you. What was the experience like? I mean, was there common musical ground between Southern Mali and Southwest Louisiana?
Very much so, yeah. Playing with them is just a really beautifully familiar feeling in the sense that so much American music is rooted in their music and it feels so natural, almost more than any other form, when you just step into those grooves and those feels and those patterns. And especially the banjo style that I play is completely rooted in their tradition, the way I use my hand and the amount of percussion versus rhythm versus melody versus harmony versus, it's the roots of American music really in so many ways. I mean, a lot of things came together, but that foundation really is the essence of the values of, like, okay, how, what is valued in the music. So for me, it was just an absolute delight to be part of that.
And how do you met them? How long did you get to rehearse with them?
We didn't get to rehearse quite as much as we wanted because there were immigration issues.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But we did rehearse for a day or so, and it was just immediately very natural.
It sounded fantastic. Let's hear something from that concert now. And Trio de Carli were actually Duo de Carli, as Dirk was saying there. Sadly, balafon player Lassana Diabate didn't get his visa on time, wasn't able to perform at that concert last night. But we did have singer Hawa Kasemadi Diabate and bass Ngoni player Mamadou Kouyaté with a wonderful supporting cast. I'll tell you more about that after this. It's a song, and just let me mention Cora Maestro Sekou Keita, who stepped up to introduce this song on Howard's behalf.
Bonsoir, tout le monde.
Hello, everyone.
Désolé, je vais parler en Bambara.
Anyone around here speak Bambara by any chance?
Oh, Mebefo, Beka Bisimla.
Hi to all of you. Welcome. This is a composition from my father. My father is his father. I'm going to go straight away to that way. His name is Kase Madi Djebate, one of the top famous singers in West Africa from Mali. Sadly, he passed away, so that's our dad. That's why you can hear our name going, Awa Kase Madi Djebate. So her name, the middle part of it is her dad's name. He composed this song to a special guy who taught, and the story goes that when he see people around and happiness is going, he always said that he can make magic happen, but never happened. So it's always like happiness when you see people around and they feel like, oh, I can make magic. And then the song go that magic can't happen in full, you have to be real, real. So this is a very famous song that his father composed and what we're about to play. Yeah, yeah.
Bola jante jina illa jina biriba jene ba moro kwa bina jina labo dana tame ku mandi waya mayi kalonte jina illa e moro kwa bina jina labola jante jina illa jina biriba jene ba moro kwa bina jina labo Natame kumandi, waya mayi kalonte jina ella. Waya mayi kalonte jina ella. Waya mayi kalonte jina ella. Natame kumandi, waya mayi kalonte jina ella. Waya mayi kalonte jina ella. Waya mayi kalonte jina ella. Thank you.
Haye manu obi madunu yada bita dunya bana ja dunya gele me meso ye tayoro tanna mami manyu manke obe figo sinyonya la atenyu manke nyonye die ye watini ye nie jugu manke obe figo wala radi bilo mandi Masa juru lama toye setigi duye Alamine dewa jeli tetugu malamboru Konya suma mansa Chaki 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 tola ina Masa juru lama toye setigi duye Alamine dewa jeli tetugu malamboru Konya suma mansa Chaki 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 tola ina Mogo famana sa sura ka fama idiginta te balo Mogo famana sa sura ka fama idiginta te balo Mogo chigimana sa sura ka fama idiginta te balo Chaki 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 tola ira
Trio de Cali, Mamadou Keïta on bass and Ngoni and Hawa Kassi Madu Diabate on just stunning vocals there. And the guests, you heard Dirk Powell on banjo, Cedric Watson fiddle, Innes White on guitar, Ross Ainsley on flute, Donald Shaw on accordion and Sekou Keïta on kora. Just all having a fantastic time making music together. It was just an absolute delight of a concert. And we recorded that at Celtic Connections last night at Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. And you can hear more from that concert next week here on Music Planet. And if you're listening and debating whether you should make the trip up to Glasgow for Celtic Connections, I would say yes. There's so much choice. There's concerts every night until the 5th of February. Next weekend, there's so many artists, including this, the Breton band Startigen. They're new to me, but I'm intrigued by their mix of trance and traditional Breton folk music, including pipes and bombards. This track's quite a gentle one, though. Thank you. Masters of the Breton Dance Floor, Startagen, who'll be playing Celtic Connections on the 29th of January. Also on the bill, Ross Ainsley and Ali Hutton. That should be a lively night with plenty of piping, which is always a good thing, in my opinion. And that's almost it from the Music Planet team here in Glasgow today. Catch us again same time next week for more of that Trio de Cali live recording and lots more. But today, we're going to finish as we started with the younger generation of Scottish traditional musicians, fiddler Erin Ray, accompanied on piano by Sophie Joint. And Erin, you're from the Borders, you're now based in Glasgow. And I know that people sometimes imagine that there is a Scottish fiddle style, but there's actually so many regional different styles. Just talk us through a few that have influenced you.
Yeah, well, as you say, I'm from the Borders. So I delved into that a wee bit, and then obviously through you and, you know, Northumbrian and, you know, music from the northeast of England as well. But yeah, it was taught by Katrina MacDonald. So
the Shetland influence was strong, as we heard earlier on.
Yeah, very. But yeah, as you say, there's so many different styles. You've got, you know, West Coast and northeast and Orkney as well. It's a big one. So yeah, it's not just one broad
So
style.
When you're a fiddle player yourself, you can kind of immediately hear the little tricks and
nuances.
Twiddles and nuances, that's the word I looked for, that immediately say that person is like West Highland or...
Yeah,
fantastic.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so you started off with some traditional, really old tunes, and are there a lot of new tunes coming into the repertoire, into your repertoire now?
Yeah, I like to get a mix of, you know, traditional and contemporary in there if I can. But yeah, I love looking for repertoire and, you know, looking through old manuscripts and collections, and but also just, you know, listening to albums and, like I say, finding, you know, contemporary and newly written stuff as well.
So what are you about to play for us now?
So we're going to play three Irish tunes, actually. So a wee bit of a change from the first set. Thought I'd have a bit of variety. So we've got The Glad Eye, written by John Doyle. And then we've got Tom McElvogue's In G, written by Tom McElvogue.
And who did actually live in Newcastle. Anyway, sorry.
Well, yeah, my sister taught me it. She was, I think she learned it from him when she was down there. But and then we'll finish off with a great tune by Ryan Malloy, the pianist, called Louise Is Real.
Take it away. Thank you.
fiddle player Erin Ray and pianist Sophie Joynes, ending today's Music Planet, which came live from Glasgow. It was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Michael Rossi. And as Catherine said, there's more from Celtic Connections next week on the programme, with a recording of the Malian group Trio Dakali in concert. That's Music Planet at the same time, 4 o'clock next Saturday. This Saturday afternoon, here on BBC Radio 3, it's 5 o'clock now, time for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Legendre, and on the show today, concert highlights from the high-energy Afro-Latin big band New Regency Orchestra, for anybody who needs an antidote for those January blues. But first, new music inspired by the blues that will surely lift your spirits. It's a song called Blues Variant by the bassist Michael Feinberg.